Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So what's the deal, Carver High? An entire city wants you dead.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I woke up this morning. Some zany radio guy and zany morning radio guy in Milwaukee, I guess, didn't like that I said that the Celtics were going to beat the Bucks. I guess that's, you know, such an outlandish take from a team that's won, like, I don't know, how many playoff series in the last 30 years? I'm not sure, but they're a really good team this year. What do I say here all the time about the NBA? Do I single out the Bucks?
No.
The Bucks, the Raptors, the Rockets, all these teams. Do they ever get it done?
No.
No. Can they all please go and get it done? You think we all like sitting here watching the Warriors win every year?
No.
Somebody please go do it, okay?
You're begging them to do it.
But geez.
But they never get it done.
And I hate Boston. Do I like Boston teams?
You hate
them. Do I root for Boston?
Hate them.
But I just think they're going to beat them.
So you think the Celtics are going to beat the Bucks, and then you said that, but did you say anything else, like that they were going to kill them or anything?
I just said
they're going to beat everyone.
I've said
it's going to be Celtics Warriors.
Well, I said it was going to be Celtics 76ers.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Finals.
That's what you said.
And I said whoever comes out of that will lose to the Warriors.
So you said they're going to get past the Bucks and they're going to play the Sixers. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Well, what's and I don't so, really and have a problem with that. But I think the Bucks are really good. And I think that, I like the whole team. Now, don't even tell me, because I've talked about this team 5 million times positively about everyone on that team. I love Brogdon, Middleton. I like the whole team. So there's a lot of pieces I like. I mean, I even like Bledsoe. I think he's got, vet game, badass, physical. I like his game. The other night with that reverse layup on the breakaway. Look, I like this team. They're good. Do I think that you're wrong? I don't know. I don't think it's a crazy thought. We've said all along, I feel like the Celtics are a playoff-ready team. They're a paycheck team in a regular season, and in the postseason, they're going to be entirely different. And they've come out and stomped the Pacers. But I think they'll go to Indy and lose. But then again, I thought the Nets would win tonight. So I think Indy will win tomorrow night, but that could very well not happen.
Look,
you never know.
It's going to be Celtics-Bucks in the next round. I mean, the Bucks have a couple of rec league games left with the Pistons. I mean, they're going to sweep them in four, and then they're going to get ready for the Celtics. They played in the first round last year.
So why do they care about you so much?
I don't know. This guy got all over me, Why are you so against Milwaukee enjoying their basketball team, Celtics won't
what
win.
Is that? What is that supposed to
how
mean?
How about this one for this guy? Celtics won't win more than one game against our mighty deer. That's what the zany radio guy, zany morning radio guy told me this morning.
So
he also had some foul language he sent my way, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Foul language.
He got everybody sending me foul language. I loved it. It was great.
So you got, was he threatening you or anything?
He was like, you.
He's going to beat you up?
You Pharrell Jack. He was, I guess that's one of his great terms from all his guys that follow him. They all started calling me that. F Jack.
I don't even know what that
whatever,
means.
It's something he does up there, I guess.
Oh, apparently.
It's a,
So he doesn't like you at all?
I guess. I couple of the other, more rational fans up there. Because I was rooting like crazy for the Brewers last October. I wanted to see them beat the Dodgers.
But now you're not allowed anywhere near Milwaukee.
Oh, I'm not rooting for any of their teams anymore.
So now they want you dead, so you're now against them.
I didn't care if the Bucks won or not.
But now you do.
Oh, now I do.
Now you do.
Yeah. I didn't care before.
So,
I just didn't think that any of these teams that never win in the NBA would do it. I didn't have any personal vendettas against any of them. But now at least I do. So now I have a little extra juice next round when the Bucks play the Celtics.
So now their whole existence is based on beating you, these people? Well,
apparently. I mean, you got to remember, these guys.
How pathetic is it?
I mean, the Bucks never win.
How pathetic is it, really?
I get it. I know what it's like.
I think they're still mad at the city of Chicago.
I mean, these guys got to understand. I mean, I root for the Islanders and the Bills. I mean, that's like what they do, rooting for the Bucks. So I can completely understand where they're coming from.
Oh, so you're know what it's like. Like, they know what it's like for a loser.
I know what it's like to root for, like they do, for the Bucks, because I root for the Islanders and the Bills. So
I think the Bucks are a really good team. I think the Brewers are a really good team. I think the Packers have been very average, haven't they? Have they been average? I didn't care.
But they're I'm not getting the Packers involved in this. They should be, you know, thrilled that they're Packer fans. I know that Rodgers only brought one Super Bowl.
Did you think Marquette was good in basketball?
I mean, they were all right. They had a great year.
And then what? What else do we have here? The Badgers, are they also, you're not allowed to root for them either?
Another team that never gets it done.
That's too far north?
Yeah, too far north, bad town.
All right.
Whatever. You know what?
So no one likes you there anymore.
Nobody. I'm not liked in the city of Milwaukee.
Do you think they'll?
I'm gonna be fine.
But I hope they call up and tell us what the problem is.
Which is a shame because I love beer. I mean, I love it. And
it is a shame.
And now I'm, you know, well, I'll get over it. But at least those guys had a little zany radio bit this morning that they had to run. You know, let's get mad at the national guys at night.
Really?
You know, let's go and do that. So,
is that right?
A little zany morning radio bit up there in Milwaukee.
There you go. Well, I hope they feel better.
I hope so, too. It seemed like they got it all off their chest. Judged by my mentions on Twitter, they all
I don't understand what you're so mad about when they're – aren't they up 2-0?
Well, they're playing this. They're playing a rec league
playing
round
a rec
against
league
the
team.
Pistons.
Is that rec league team they're beating playing my Pharrell Ballers
they're
next
finally
week?
Finally going to win a series. They're playing the Pistons here in the first round. So listen, they're a great team. They're the number one seed. They're the best record in the NBA this year. Great for them. You think they're going to beat the Warriors?
So you think they're like the Lightning?
No, they're going to beat the Pistons. They're making they're embarrassing
the
Pistons.
But you think they're going to – like the top team, the best team is eventually going to fall, you
well,
think?
Well, look, we've said this about the Celtics all year. They're lying
right.
in the weeds, right, all year. They didn't care
right.
about the regular season. Now, they played in the first round last year. This Buck team is a lot better than the team that the Celtics played last year.
Right.
Giannis was there. The Celtics beat them without Kyrie, without Hayward last year in the first round.
Right.
This Buck team, a lot better. So now they're going to have home court. Whatever. I just think that's going to be a really hard series for the Bucks to win. There's a lot of experience on that Celtic team. A lot of guys that maybe they haven't won titles, but they've gone far.
If the Bucks beat the Celtics, do you think that you'll end up in, like, therapy or anything?
I won't care. What will I care if the Bucks beat the Celtics?
So you won't – if the Bucks win and the Celtics lose, you don't think you'll do anything to hurt yourself or anything?
Listen, if these people are all going to come after me when the Bucks beat the Celtics, they're a lot more sensitive than I thought they were. All right, they should be happy that their team actually won something and is going to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I know who they are going to hear from if the Celtics do beat the Bucks.
I know. I think
Maybe.
I get that. But yeah. I got to tell you, I bet on them in both games and covered. I laid 15 the other night and covered with the Bucks. They've been doing a great job for me fiscally. Now, I don't know the guy that's mad at you, so I hope he's not mad at me. He sounds like a dangerous fella, Mafia. What do you think? Sounds like the morning guy is very angry and he's taking names. And we might have a problem on our hands. We're in fear of some kind of – is it like in a –
Fear the deer?
I guess. It's like are they sending a buck out to get us? Like what? Like remember in my backyard the other night you saw those giant bucks?
Like three of them there, yeah. I was worried about your wife because the dog's stupid enough to go attack them.
Do you believe that the it could possibly be that the radio station has sent large bucks to my backyard to kill me
like
when I get
out of my –
preemptive
attack there? They knew Carver I was going to – bash
right.
on them so they sent them out ahead of time?
You know what I mean? Like, there's something going on where these people might be actually trying to get us, and they sent these giant bucks to my backyard.
Well, this guy, the Wink Man up there, it's Carver Lie now, not Carver High. Hashtag Carver Lie he had at the end of his tweet. So he's
Is that
very,
right?
very upset
so
with me.
So what does that mean? He thinks you're a liar?
I guess. I don't know what Carver Lie means. What did I lie about?
Maybe it's Carver Lies in Long Island.
I don't
L-I.
know.
L-I.
No,
like
L-I-E here. Like,
well, the
you know.
L-I-E is a very busy thoroughfare through
I didn't
the
quite
area.
Get that one, but I like his F-Jack one. I guess that's a thing he's got up there. It's like
got a whole thing
yeah,
going?
Yeah, he's got his big catchphrase
like,
up there,
it's
I
like
guess.
A
I don't know.
Thing he's got
they
going.
All started tweeting it at me, so I guess it's been in use before up there.
I always thought we loved those people. What's the problem?
I love Milwaukee. All because I don't think the Bucks are going to beat the Celtics?
No.
Whatever.
Now
I don't.
Now you hate them.
Now I hope they lose.
Now
I didn't care before.
You've opened up a whole can of worms now.
I didn't care before.
Everything was fine before. We just thought it was a great Midwestern city. We love the people there and the beer and the Brewers and Chris Yelich. And everything else that they stand for, Aaron Rodgers, beer, bratwurst.
I told one guy this morning, I hope
Sheboygan,
Yelich hits 20 more homers against the Cardinals this year.
Bill
That's
Michaels,
how much I love the Brewers.
The Bill Michaels.
We love Bill.
We love Bill Michaels. And we love everyone in the state of Wisconsin. But
except,
Carver
except
High.
Except the zany morning radio guy, the Wink Man here.
Carver
the morning
High
guy.
Hates that guy. I don't even know who he is, but he hates him.
Oh, I even put money on the Bucks before the playoffs started. a long shot to beat the Warriors. I got them.
So you bet them to win the whole thing?
I bet them to win the whole thing just to say, you know, score $10, see if we can make some money here.
Mafia is supporting Milwaukee, and so am I, based on I'm going to support the city in every venture, including all their teams this year. I'm rooting for them. So as to not have the morning host try to kill us, there's clearly some threatening behavior going on here, Mafia. Can you sense the tension?
Plenty of tension going on there.
I didn't know. Is this like some kind of a... Do you think it's Carver High? You're getting in a radio war?
Apparently when things are going too easy against the Pistons, you got to find something to be mad about.
Do you think, Mafia, that Carver High is involved in a radio war? Because I got nothing to do with this.
Apparently, he lit a fire there.
I refuse to be privy or a part of this. I think that...
What is a little radio war? Is that what you're saying?
Is that what you got going on here?
I don't want to be involved in any radio war with the wink man up in Milwaukee.
But do you think you got yourself embroiled in a radio war?
I hope not. I don't really care. Like the Bucks, you think I care about the NBA playoffs are like the most boring thing going. Nobody cares. The offseason matters more.
And now suddenly, do you think it's turned into our show sucks because of this?
Oh, I'm sure that there's going to be.
Suddenly we suck. Let's see what they're saying in Wisconsin now about us. Lee, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Lee from Green Bay calling.
Hey, buddy. How far is Green Bay from all this hatred?
About 2 hours.
That's probably safe harbor right out there in Green Bay. We're still loved 2 hours from the city. Anything in that area, we're still getting 5-star reviews. But in the city of Milwaukee, apparently now, we've got a death knoll out for us.
Apparently. I just want to let Carver High know that I still appreciate him, even though he's rooting against Bucks.
See. Right. Hey, Carver High, does this mean, since you don't root for the Bucks, that you won't be rooting for the Packers anytime soon because you're a Bills fan?
Suddenly that opening night, Thursday night game between the Bears and Packers means a lot more to me.
Oh,
no, I like
so
the people
in Green
Bay.
You're all in on the Bears and your boy Trubisky.
Lee, I love you. You know that.
Lee, do you think the Bucks will beat the Celtics?
It's going to be Bucks and six.
Bucks and six. There you go. All right. Well, thank God for you, Lee, that you still love us. Apparently, that's 2 hours away from Milwaukee. Though
he's in safe harbor.
But we need to be more positive in the community, in the inner city there, and in the city of Milwaukee. There needs to be some positivity.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.